Mark Stanton Welch here, and it is Tools for the Times. This is the 22nd of December, 1952. Yes, it is. 2015, and we are here to look at Session 6, the second part of Sacred Sounds. And we've started this off by having a short little experience with the idea of Christmas and how it's played out and how it works with energy and how it is contributes to a time that can be viscerally joyful or viscerally challenging. And I was talking a bit about the idea of pain. The idea of physical pain is something that's very demanding and present, and it needs attention at the moment. And however we choose to deal with that is part of our history and part of our need in the moment. That's another story. But the pain that seems to limit us in terms of our connections and relationships and allowing ourselves to move into the world is the pain that comes from stored and stuffed emotion. And that's what I was talking to before I put on the recording here. So just to bring a conclusion to that, to recognize that our task and our opportunity now is to stay clear and to get clear. And maybe it's the other way around. Get clear and then stay clear. And it's kind of weaves back and forth, each one doing its own. We're going to be releasing things as we work with sound. It's the very nature of what it's about. Anytime the voice is called upon to actually make sound is an opportunity for residue energy that's within the body stored, whether it's in the tissues, whether it's in the etheric bodies, or whether it's actually in the physical body, related to chakras, related to meridians, related to external chakras. Wherever that is, that energy is going to want to move because that's the design. We are designed to be clear. And Lord knows we haven't really been given much of an opportunity to do so. There hasn't been much support except in various things like what we're doing here with these classes is we're getting reminded of actually our personal power and how to use it, not just that we are new agey powerful beings and let's all go dance in the woods, and that's a beautiful thing, but it really is about taking opportunity and responsibility to do something with our power to make a difference in how we are on the inside so that we can create the world on the outside that we deserve and we desire. So when we look at these sacred sounds here, this is a bit of an assemblage of all of these tools for the times because there's pieces that come from all of those sessions that we've had that can fit into the use of the voice to bring our power in, the use of the voice to go ahead and make our statement, to make manifest that which we desire, the use of the voice to be a tool to communicate within as well as communicating without, the tool to give permission for our own inner awareness to blossom, on and on and on it goes. Mostly of what we're looking at in these two sessions is the actual application of very specific elements of sound, and I have a tendency, and this was called to my awareness, I have a tendency when I'm looking at sacred sound that I think so much about it as the voice and what we're able to do with this magnificent voice that we have that is able to work inwardly and outwardly at the same time. It's one of the very few vehicles that can do that. But it doesn't take into account all of the tones and the vibrations and the sounds that can be utilized, very specific sounds that are keyed to elements within the physical self, within the etheric bodies, within the cosmos itself, to be used as very powerful tools to shift the vibration of the moment and shatter any of the things that are being held onto. We deserve to be clear, and this is really what we're about. So maybe that's an introduction. Tonight we're going to, I've fleshed out a whole bunch here, and there's still one more element that honestly, it's so exciting to do these because I just keep discovering so many new things that I can add to it that really expands my own palette, and it keeps me excited about it. And so I've discovered more of those, and by tomorrow, Thursday at the latest, Christmas morning, oh boy, there's one section that has yet to be fleshed out called Additional Sacred Sound Tools. So I've got some brand new stuff that I was looking at as I was coming back from Santa Barbara at an appointment I had down there. So I'm going to add that. We won't be working with those elements tonight too much. But last week we were able to look at an introduction to power. I believe we looked at vowels and consonants, seed sounds. Maybe we didn't. I think we were holding that. Emotion and vocalize and toning. The chants, mantras, harmonics, and overtones, we definitely did that. The Atlantean, Tibetan, and Chinese sacred sounds. Boy, there's a lot here to do. We looked at the sound of nature and about getting out into the world and allowing the very various sounds to impact us. We looked at the use of the language of light and had a session on that. There was the Kabbalah and the names of God. We didn't actually express those names. So it looks like we might be overlapping with some things tonight, but I have a greater sense of how to weave all of this in. So let's go over, first of all, to the little section on the right underneath the picture, and it says, the entire cosmos and all contained therein has its basis in sound. And I've repeated this so many times. And, you know, the point of repetition is that we begin to make it a part of our everyday vocabulary, and we begin to have no doubt about these things being true, and that's the point of reiterating and bringing it up again in a different way. Sound is sacred, yes. Sacred because it is the very substance of life. Call it sound or vibration or energy, it is the source, and to know this and to treat it as such opens up vast panoramas of possibilities. Sound is the sounded in nature, the voice and expression of the living, the vehicle that unifies and manifests and destroys form. It is at our conscious disposal in improvisational vocalization, harmonic manipulations. Remember those? Spoken word, chant, mantra, intentional song, music, nature, the inner and outer worlds. Sound puts vibration and intention into form. It is mundane and it is spiritual. Making sound clears one's body and energetic fields and puts into motion the calling card for the forms of all one desires. Learning how it moves and can be reproduced and focused lifts the veil off of limitations. It pierces the moment, eradicates the past, and affirms substance into the what is to come. For humans, the voice is a primary tool for transformation. Words unspoken from the moments of living from the point of before incarnation lay the illusory form as, okay, that of doesn't belong there, as the what is before me. Using sound to entrain and clear the energetic debris of the silent voice to open the door to formation is what's called for here. Now, it looks like some of this doesn't look like it's complete. I believe I redid this, and maybe I didn't post it because I was rushing off to an appointment. That will be cleared up by the morning. But the point of this is, the voice as a powerful and primary tool for transformation. Please listen to that. And the next time you swallow what it is that you want to say, the next time that you want to make sound and don't, just be aware of what energetically you are doing to yourself. And that's all well and good on one hand, if your awareness then opens a door for you when you're in a situation that may feel safer, that may feel separate, where you have privacy. You call upon the sounds that were unexpressed and release them. This is the very least you can do in the name of self-care. Words unspoken from the moments of living from the point of before incarnation. Now hear what's going on here. There's an undercurrent that says the essence of what we are. And I just realized this. You think that when infants come out, that it's really just babbling and vocalization that has nothing to do with it. But isn't that what the light language was we were doing last week? Isn't really this the form of communication that is without a specific dialect or a specific vocabulary that is so potent and powerful that all infants do it? All babies have the same language. All infants speak in the same tongue. I don't care where you come from, the phonemes that are being used. I don't care the culture you're in, the phonemes you're using. They are the very vehicles of the sound mechanism that we as humans carry. And they send out messages, and they are communicated back to through this language. I'd really like you to entertain that as an idea and to realize that a lot of the things that from the perception of the dimension, God, I sounded like Rod Serling there for a minute, from the perception of the dimension that we're in, it looks one way. But in the middle of it and looking back from with these new frequency perspectives, we realize that so much more is going on because nothing is as it seems. The sounds of practicing the vocal mechanism, is it really necessary or is this really the communication that's going on? So the point of saying this is to, I don't know if you felt uncomfortable with me doing the light language, and I don't know if you guys did it because you all were star sixed, so I don't know where you are with that, and it seems kind of crazy. And yet, I think there's something in that. And in fact, I got a note from someone who said that on Coast to Coast Radio, I don't know if you ever listened to that, with George Norrie, they had someone on there talking about light language. So amen on that. This is starting to come out, this whole process. These are the kinds of things, because let me underscore this. Words are one thing. And we're spending times with specific words tonight, but we're also looking at the power of vocalized sound. There is way more emotion. There is way more communication that takes place with strictly sound as there is words. Because words carry connotations and meanings and agreed upon energies that are different for between one person and the next. My perception and my experience of the idea of self-care, for example, and yours may be two different things. And how often in relationship do we struggle with the idea of finding what's been called the love language, the capacity to communicate so that our needs are heard and felt and understood and perhaps even supported? But too often we end up treating in this capacity, we treat another as if it's the way we want to be treated. And yet at the same time, perhaps that doesn't feel like what love is to the other person. And so they aren't able to reciprocate in that way. And what we've done is set ourselves up for disappointment and chaos. What does that have to do with the use of sacred sound? It has a great deal to do with awareness. And under all of these tools for the times, it's been really the key element has always been awareness and paying attention. Because so much has been going on for so long that we were taught to not pay attention to. Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain in that glorious movie, Wizard of Oz. So what I'm saying that as you pay attention to begin to see that nothing really is as it seems, there's way more information. And if indeed, as we established in one of the sessions, that the higher self is overseeing the whole process and steering us constantly and consistently to the very best moment where we can remember who we are in the circumstances of how it shows up, then at no point would we start to mistrust what's showing up for us. We'd begin to see that contained in the form is the very adventure that's going to reawaken us to something even more clear and more accessible in that point in time. Sacred sound. Let's go up to the section, why sound, its energetic and physical and energetic essence. And again, some of this is a reiteration. I kind of got off into space here, but when I got all through with it, it really felt important to me. And it may just be a pep talk for the holidays. The multiverse is music. An organized yet random flow of vibration that, when physical conditions are just right, creates audible sound, symphonies of frequencies that stir and shatter and move and create and alter. The atoms and molecules and the quarks and the energy itself oscillates and changes, riding the wings of dimensional intentions set forth from the beings of infinite variety. Excuse me. Sound feeds itself, giving rise to spontaneous symphonies that manifest as fleeting forms for the nanosecond and for the lifetime. The foundation of life and form, the frequency of the love vibration that centers in the human at F sharp in the high heart chakra, between the heart center and the throat, the holy sound springs forth from the nothing because it can. It must. We are each born in the frequency of the stars, so aligned at the precise moment we say goodbye to the knowing and enter once again the grand dimensional adventure, fraught with infinite variation and a flowing field of pure emotion. Like a marionette without strings, we dance through our moments set in motion by the first breath, being the song that is us, finding rhythm and harmony and lyric to bless us into surrender and full-throttle living, or not. Just get in touch for a moment, and just put your energy at the high heart. That would be between the throat and between the heart chakra itself. It's right up there, just where the collarbone and the sternum fuse together, just a drop down there over the hump into where it just slides over the hump, and that's where that chakra is. And this is where the love frequency that is connected at the heart at that beautiful point that right now I'm forgetting it'll come. That point at the heart where we get the beat and where we have the connection with the cosmos, this is the love, the vibration that soothes into it, that integrates into the being, and its purpose is to replace all of us with that frequency. And it enters there, and it enters at the heart, high heart, because this is a place where we connect with the all that is and all that are here. This is from the place where we have relationship that honors and blesses and celebrates. This is where we have tolerance, and this is where we have compassion and empathy. It is a sacred place, and the frequency of that is F sharp. And the point of this is that this is where we are being, I wanted to say invited, because it is an invitation, but it's also being forced to live from this place. And anything that's unlike that frequency is being sent out of us. And so when we make sound, when the voice and when your voice is in the body as well as in the resonance chambers, you feel the vibration right at that particular point. I feel it right at the top of the sternum because I brought my attention to it. And now that I'm aware of it, all it does is be the focus of where my voice comes from. And as I speak from that place, the sacredness of that frequency washes through my voice and makes it accessible to anyone around. So we have the design, we have all this happening, and still we have to choose. Still we have points where we go yes or no to the knowing of how things are by design. May it be that the time between and that point of realization becomes easier and easier as each breath goes on, to choose the high frequency version of you. It is so much more delightful and so much juicier and so much more expansive. Back to the reading. Entering the field of absorbed limitation, we face the molasses of resistance that diverts us from our grandeur and our perfection, slowly sliding us into controlled expression, or worse yet, the awful silence of giving up in fear and the empty promise of safety. This was the very first tools for the times. We talked about the transitions that are occurring. It's all vibrational, and it all does relate to the voice, and it relates to the silencing of the best of us, of the best that we have to offer in so many ways. To compromise is to give up parts of ourselves in order to fit in. The lure of fitting in has hardly really, truthfully, in retrospect, been worth it. And again, that's why three sessions ago, it became just my personal mantra is about the comfort zone. It's the least safe place to be. It's the most limiting place to be. Your voice is the vehicle through which you can step out of the comfort zone and reclaim that which you have always been. And all the while, the oscillations continue. The sounds force their echoes into our being, pushing against the citadels of so much unexpressed debris from the moments of doing. What we are told, that we reach a breaking point where we can no longer stay the same. And that's what brought you to something like this class. And this is where we are now as a result of the divine intervention that has given us the keys to the kingdom. The hand is reaching out, and it is we who must take it. Do it, and the symphony begins. Refuse, and the cacophony overwhelms the essence of us, forcibly rebirthing us into remembering we are so much more. So get this, and I think you got it, but underscoring this is that there's no longer a capacity to resist and not allow it to happen. It's just not an option anymore. Now, does that mean everybody's going to wake up in the morning or after this call is over and the habit and the world turns into, you know, the pie in the sky? Probably not. But anything's possible. The point is that the dimensional energy, the very earth herself, in raising the vibration, as we see through so many natural world ramifications, we realize that something powerful is happening, something significant is happening. And no one is immune to it. Sure, many people are checking out of the planet and many people are choosing to disappear into their own woundings. But you just can't hide there anymore for long. Sound is physical. It is emotional, it is mind, and it is spirit, and it combines in a swirling mass that makes us a song worth singing once again. Pay attention to the subtleties. I lost my place here. Okay, pay attention to the subtleties and learn how it moves, and you will grasp its power to whisk you deep into the wholeness of you, reuniting once again with the all that is. I'm sounding like a book that this whole thing sounds like a book that came out in the late 80s. And I will have to remember, because in the moment of remembering it here, I can picture it, and the title is not coming to. Ken Carey was the name of the author of the book, and this thing was about one of the first invitations to the world that was coming. And it sounded like, oh my God, it just sounded like this ain't going to happen. It was just too filled with these paintings of the possibilities, as if it was all of that painting of the possibility that was triggering the awareness and the possibility within us, clearing out all the resistance, or at least beginning the process of doing that. And that's what this is sounding like to me. I'll make sure you know what it is by the time you get the link tomorrow. Sound is physical, it is emotional. Okay, pay attention to the subtleties and learn how it moves, and you will grasp its power to whisk you deep into the wholeness of you, reuniting once again with the all that is. We have to be in sound. There's no other way. I'm sorry, there's no other way. You have to use your voice. You have to use it and see how it moves you on the inside, and you see how you apply it to the variations of what's going on in the moment for you. You apply it to the ache or the pain. You send it sound. You let the pain itself speak out loud. You give sound to the emotion. You let it move. You exclaim when you are, you know, drawn to tears by the sunset or whatever occurs in terms of life. You let the sound that was there in the soundtrack of that little infant, that child who could not contain, when left alone, the capacity to give sound to the delight of living. Sound moves us. It pushes through resistant forms of our programming and clears the pathways to re-engaging the divine design. It is happening whether we go along with it or not. Let us just say that the cosmos is ready to get on with the show. And so, do you find it interesting that there are right now still just pockets of people who are being primed? pockets of people who are of a high enough frequency that they are being given the new information that is opening up the frequencies, that is giving you back who you are. And in the process of being that, you become the beacon that energetically contributes to the opening of those who aren't even aware. Do you realize what I'm saying? It's like a moving lighthouse on the shore. Wherever you go, you carry this frequency. Now, does that mean you need to do anything with it? Not at all. We're talking physics here. We're talking the power of entrainment and resonance and how it impacts, how a higher vibration moves into someone who is of lower vibration and brings them up. And they don't even have to know why. They don't even have to know how. They just realize that things are different. And so people like you who are in this course and other courses of similar energies and higher frequencies that are going on as we speak, they're small pockets of people for the most part, people who realize that there has always been oh so much more and that you and I have always been oh so much more. So open up to the frequencies of I Am that keep knocking at your conscious self, beckoning you to pick up your instrument and blow. Speak the words unspoken. Sound the wounds that have laid shivering in the dark recesses of the tender tissue that once was such a vibrant you. Give voice to the injustices that robbed you of your imagination and adventure and trust. Shout to the heavens and reawaken the fertile flow of the storms of emotion that have been bottled up for so long. There is nothing wrong with you. Let the whole quadrant of the cosmos know this. God, shout that to the stars. Start believing it. Act as if. It comes down to this. You must find your song. That one and only melody that puts you back together. There is a song. I found a song for me, and it just dropped out, and the minute it dropped into my lap at the piano, I could do nothing but play it over and over and over. It's as yet unrecorded, but I knew it when it came. The song has never left you. But it is now a puzzle that irritates your comfort zone, pushes against the fabric of your beliefs and learnings, and you're fitting in. There is no longer anything to lose. Hear me. There's no longer anything to lose. You've been there and back, fallen 1,000,000,000 times and skinned every knee of every incarnation, seeking the haunting sound that cries in the night in the forbidden zone of your true heart. Up until now. Seize the day and ride the wind song to engage the angels who will whisper the first strains of that melody. Just open up. And then note by note, it comes when you say yes to it, revealed as melody, then rhythm, then lyric, and then as the whole song. You are made of sound. It cannot be contained. It is like nails in the chalkboard pushing, tearing, demanding to get out. So get out of the way. Open your mouth and bless us all with the essence that has been you forever. The world is hungry, as is the wound, for that frequency, for there is no other like it in all of time and space. You are called to complete the chord. Flesh out the white noise of the now moment that is poised for the journey. Do not resist anymore, for there will be consequences this time, and you do not want to go there anymore. Sing, damn it. Sing. I hope you're catching the wave here. And we must open to the soundings of the I Am singing to us as well. It comes from the stars and the planets, the galaxies and the suns of deep space, from all the beings in the infinite space, from the local animals and the rocks and the water. Let it in, and let it nourish your molecular self. The sounds all must descend through the decreasing frequency vibration into each successive energy body before it enters the physical and penetrates that field to enter the inner realms to mix with your sound. In other words, let me step aside and say it's about listening. It's about hearing and allowing that which comes into you. There are no bad sounds. There are sounds that impact and are uncomfortable. often those sounds are the ones that are doing the greatest work in terms of clearing out the old debris and the toxicity. And the disturbance is too much for us many of the times. So we do due diligence, and we step away from it and allow only a little bit in. Sometimes it comes on the words of someone that we're in relationship with. Sometimes it comes in the tone of voice that we hear. Sometimes it comes from an irritating sound of life on the outside. It comes from industrial noise. It comes from noise in the room, the 60-cycle hum of the refrigerator. It's everywhere. There are no bad sounds. As we begin to trust and trust and trust that the higher self has put us in the moment where the greatest opportunity is for each of us to reawaken to who we are, then by God, we're going to stand there and go, I'm open. And then we just see what happens. You have downloaded so many messages and songs that have simply been stored in your tissues, waiting for the right frequency of you. To trigger the concert of awakening. Be inspired and let the information be released. Call it forth. It is your code, and only you can get the message. The sunlight, the wind, the rain itself that we're getting blessed with on the Central Coast, the very vibration of the moon itself, they're all carrying songs for you that are triggering your cells to remember and get out of the way. I don't know how else to say it. And it doesn't matter if you know the mantras. It doesn't matter if you know what worked 1,000 years ago. What works right now is your voice being expressed willingly and celebratorily. Receive and listen and respond and express over and over and over and over. Everything has a message for you. Tune in. You do so by allowing your sound to spring forth like a call to the wild and initiates the exchange in an increasingly flowing manner. Hear that. In an increasingly flowing manner. The more you do it, the more it gives. The more it gives, the more you awaken. The more you awaken, the more you give. Can you see the reciprocal nature of that and how one feeds the other? Speak it and call forth the aligned ones who spring forth from through and from your higher self. Then listen and engage in conversation with them. Sound it and let it dance through all your senses, awash with your complete essence. When you forget, come back to this. Come back to this reminder of what's happening now and what your involvement is and what is being asked of you. You can't go back. Sorry, you can't go back. There's just no way. There's no way in the new frequencies of where you and I are and all those on like pathways right now can go back and feel the least bit comfortable with it. So press on. Press on with that anticipation and then knowing that something really, really beautiful is coming down the pike. All right, let's take a breath from that. The count of three invites you to speak your true name. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. Do it again. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. And one more time. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. So in this triad of power and the solidarity of that, let's move into this thing called seed sounds. And let's look very briefly and quickly at some of these things here. And we'll use a few of these particular techniques that we can actually call forth. Okay, seed sounds are considered in the Hindu tradition the sounds upon which all language is built, and even beyond that, the very frequencies upon which life is formed. They are aligned with the in-body chakras and are sounded for extensive meditation, and they are as follows, going from the root up to the crown, Lam, Vam, Ram, Yam, Ham, Om, and in this tradition, silence is the crown. We're going to look in a moment as we look at vowels and consonants a little bit, just a brief bit about the consonant in front and the M in the back. But suffice it to say that the vowel needs expression. The vowel carries the emotion, the consonants pointed in a direction, and they make chops and cuts and louvers, and they separate and they make space, and they allow things to make manifest to ride that frequency of the vowel. Lam, lam. So we're going to extend each one and do them seven times apiece. Let's start with the lam and move forward. You don't even need to know that you're in the root. The sounds will know where to go. But if you want to experience focusing on that particular chakra while you extend this sound out, do so. Seven times, much more quickly. Lam, 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 lam. Notice what happens and where you feel the placement in your body, where the ul starts. The ul starts right there, about right at the middle part of the sternum. La, and it drops down into the heart, picks up a little bit of debris from the will center, and it sends it up to the crown at the sound. So you're going lum, 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 lum. Now imagine that the ul is actually starting at the root, and imagine the ul, and now as I focus on my root, I feel it vibrating right at the perineum there. Lum. So any debris, anything that is unlike the truth of my being that is still contained within me, I call it forth through the sequence of the lam. It washes through the heart chakra. The ah sound washes through it. It is sent to the crown, and I open the conduit of that. Seven times. Lum, lum, lum. Lum, 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 lum. Obviously, the more you do these, the more potent they are, because you get pulled into, because you immerse with the frequency of what it is calling forth. We move to the sacral chakra and the awareness there, where the sound is the v, va, va. Feel what happens as you voice this V. Again, it pulls at the heart. Now visualize the sacral chakra as you, boy, the minute it's visualized, I feel it down there. I hope you're getting the same energy from it. And then we bring it up through the heart to the crown. Four more. One more. And now in a quick sequence of seven, vum, 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 vum. So it is, and so it is, and so it is. We move to the solar plexus with the immediately start doing the sound. It does multiple things. Although, again, it feels at the sternum because that's where it's being amplified. You feel it also vibrating at the crown. And you feel it up between the hemispheres of the brain. It is a pitch not a pitch. It is a tone. It is a phoneme that will actually go ahead and bridge that through the corpus callosum and bring the two hemispheres together. When you find yourself excessively right-brained or left-brained, use the ur sound, and specifically in the form of ram, and you can go ahead and bring yourself into a state of greater clarity where you have more of your faculties available to you. So bring it now down to the solar plexus when the and immediately it's there. The more we're doing this for myself, I'm finding that I'm feeling the vibration on the front as well as the backside of that chakra, and I'm finding that the more we do these sounds, I'm starting to feel places in my body that are starting to resonate with the sound, feeling actual vibration, whereas before it was just inert flesh in the sense that it was being felt as nothing was there. This is a reawakening. Seven times quickly. Ram, 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 ram. I have no idea if that was seven. I'm paying attention to too many things going on inside there. Lam, vam, ram, ram. Sometimes the R can be ram, ram, ram. But notice if you slow this down into super slow motion, what's going on is as your tongue makes contact with the roof of your mouth, there are many points along meridians that you're tapping into where the tongue places itself to make contact, starts to create certain circuits and starts to unify certain circuits that are in there. Again, awareness can bring some powerful things. Just by putting your tongue at the roof of your mouth, you are creating the what's called the circular orbit, which is the front side going down the what's called the triple no the, cent, the central vessel. Sorry on this. The governing central governing vessel. That's the meridian in the front. When we did a zip up on that, and then there's a triple warmer. Okay, I'm starting to fumble on this. I need more information on that, so forget what I'm saying. But there are two meridians, one in the central and another one going straight down the spine in the back that connect. They go directly underneath the perineum, and it goes down and then comes back up the spine, and then it comes over the crown. Some will say it actually goes into the third eye and comes out the third eye where it begins to cycle again. And it comes down through the third eye right there, and it comes down through the crown. I'm sorry, through the roof of the mouth, and the tongue creates, it unifies the circuit. It completes the circuit, and that creates the circulation of the energy there. When you do breathing, when you do some of the sacred practices, putting the tongue at the roof of the mouth is something that is a necessary element because it completes the cycle. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. So the Y sound at the heart, it depends on how you say it. You can say it as strictly yum, yum, or you can exaggerate yum, yum, yum. There's like an E in front of it as you say the Y. The sound of the heart comes from like a plosive ya, ya, ya. Ya, 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 ya. You can feel it right in there. Ya, ya, ya. Ya, ya. It sends it out in the motion, the ya. And it's breathy because it comes through the lungs and the heart. It comes through that part. The yam is the heart. Let's do four extended. Yam. Yam. It's hard to sustain the Y without making it an E sound. Yum, yum. we play with it. Yum, 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 yum. You see how it starts to take on a frequency of its own, a very different pattern, like niam, 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 as you tie them together. And notice that the tongue, as it finishes the before it starts to go to the Y sound, it goes up and makes contact just behind the teeth. Yum, 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 and feel it vibrating in the heart. Yum, 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 yum. There, I just change the frequency or the sound of it because I open it up and let the body be a part of it, as opposed to making it more of a nose and a throat thing. Yum, 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 that has its own frequency, as opposed to yum, 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 that takes away the E. Yum, 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 and that surrounds the heart and engages the heart way more for me. So notice that these pronunciations, you play with them, because once again, the uniqueness of your physical makeup is the vehicle that actually lets the sound do its work for you. These are sounds of the cosmos, and they're going to impact every living being in a different way. There are generalizations that can be made, but most of it is based upon your exploration of it and finding what really works for you. Does yum, 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 yum work, or does yum, 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 yum work for you? Play with it. Find out. We move now to hum, hum. When you let out a breath, with an H, sounds like H-U-H. Of course, it's the throat. Hum, 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 hum. The H like blows out the fur balls in the throat of the unexpressed. It sends them out. It pulls down any of the intention. It clears out the passage. You go down to the heart and you grab the essence and the core of yourself and then wash it up to the cosmos through the crown. Hum, 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 hum. And then we move to the third eye with the Om sound. And again, this is one of the traditional forms here. These are particularly used. There are variations, and we'll see them right away in the Bija mantras. So we'll look at those very briefly. So Om, when you look at the O sound, we know that the O is at the solar plexus. So this is where we access our personal power and tie it into the cosmic connection. Because what we're doing in this is opening up the conduit directly through the crown, through the soul star above us, directly down from the cosmic center, the galactic center, that's sending us the vibration of wholeness and remembrance. And we bring it down to our power center so that we can make it our own, and get to give us the will and the desire and the intention and the decisiveness and the discernment and the action, activity, to put it into motion. So as we say Om three times, we will feel it slowly as it moves from the places and know what it's doing as you speak it. So it is. So take three breaths and be in the silence, focusing on your crown as well as your feet upon the earth. We move down to Bija Mantras. The Bija Mantra is a single syllable Shakti mantras, projecting Shakti-type energies. Shakti is a feminine. It's an energy that pulls in the cosmic frequencies, that brings in and it clears and cleanses, and then it puts it and gives it to the energy of expression. So it's clearing the palate. It brings it in. It brings that passionate vibration in. They carry the great forces of nature, such as the energies of the sun and the moon, fire and water, electricity and magnetism, as inner potentials of consciousness. They hold and resonate and propel the kundalini force in specific and transformative ways. As you call in these mantras, what we're doing is opening up the conduit from the root and below up through the third eye and beyond. In other words, cleansing out the learned resistance that is still coagulating along these nadis, as they're called, N-A-D-I-S, these passageways of energy that move through us that are part of the energetic design of who we are. So we're really just going to go through each of these. I'll give you a quick pronunciation, and we'll go through them in a quick way. So you can see each one refers to a specific kinds of energy, for the most part, or an activity. The Om as pranic energy, or the life force. The Hrim as solar energy, bringing in that particular male energy. The Krim, electric energy. Hum, power of fire. Stream, power to stabilize. Aim, energy of sound. Shrim, oftentimes it's an H in there. Shrim as lunar energy. Klum, as magnetic. Hlim, as power to stop. And Trun, as a power to transcend. So what we're going to do with this is we'll move from the top to the bottom and back to the top again. And let me just demonstrate. Om, Hrim, Klim, Hum, Stream, Aim, Slim, Klum, Hlim, Trun. God, it sounds rather Germanic almost there. And the Klein, the Kim, maybe that's just my emphasis on it. Om, Hrim, Krim, Hum, Srim, Aim, Srim, Klum, Hrim, Trun. Om, Hrim, Krim, Hum, Srim, Aim, Srim, Klum, Hlim, Trun. Let's do it slowly and start paying attention to what's going on through the mechanism and where the tongue is in each of these, and see if you can begin to see how these phrases, these letter phrases, are causing a lot to go on there within the meridians, etc., etc. Om, Hrim, Hrim, Krim, Hum, Stream, Aim, Srim, Klum, Hlim, Trun, Trun. Om, Hrim, Krim, Hum, Stream, Aim, Slim, Klum, Hlim, Trun. Let's do them a little more quickly three times. Om, Hrim, Krim, Hum, Stream, Aim, Slim, Klum, Hlim, Trun. Om, Hrim, Krim, Hum, Stream, Aim, Slim, Klum, Hlim, Trun. Om, Hrim, Krim, Hum, Stream, Aim, Slim, Klum, Hlim, Trun. I could go very far away with those. That's a practice you can work with. Some of the sounds that are related to the Tao, and these are also related to Tai Chi. They are healing sounds specifically for certain organs within the body. If you find yourself having issues with any of these sounds will go ahead and help clarify and clear the organ in question. Most of these are strictly unsounded. They're really breath-related. Again, shh, shh, Two more times. Hold on. I'm starting to get into a pretty high little space here, and it's almost like you get into that hyperventilating state because you're pushing and working the breath so quickly. So we're going to, in between each one of these expressions, we're going to take a full breath and not just take a little breath. So, for example, one more just like that. And so it is, and so it is. Let's get out of this section. Click anywhere outside of the page. Move to the power of the vowels and the sounds and the consonants. Simply put, the vowels contain the emotion, as I said, of the language, while the consonants are the fence posts that contain the energy and direct it towards specific meaning. The sacredness of sound lies primarily in the vowels, as they contain the substance that carries the meaning. Working with the vowel sounds can be very profound, as they align with chakras and are instrumental in cleansing, releasing, empowering, and inspiring. Most of the vowel sounds are infusing the languages of all peoples. Some alterations in placement bring familiarity to some and are virtually unpronounceable to others until practiced, for we all have the same mechanism to reproduce the sounds with. It's why in some cultures that don't utilize the sounds of R's and L's, like some of the cultures from the Far East, we realize that those words are hard to pronounce when they become English-speaking, and very much like us trying to make certain sounds before. The consonants cut and dice and direct. They can create spaces and separate elements so that the vowels can do their work and dance. Each has particular placement, again confounding to some cultures as they simply are not used. Learning them will open up the palette of sacred sound to employ the entire design and mechanism. So here are some suggestions of the work with the vowels. The vowels to work with are A, A, E, O, U. Let's say them. A, A, E, O, U. A, A, E, O, U. And this is also considered the tones for the chakras, which are basically the same, but they are also A, U, O, A, E, E, M. A, U, O, A, E, E, M. Okay. I realize this doesn't have everything I put on it. Oh, no. I did that while I was in the car. Okay. Here's some things that you can do with them. Sound them along at an intuited pitch. Ah, 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 ah. There are certain places where you'll feel like you want to stay when you work with these. Ah, 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 ah. For me right now, that one feels really good to me. And as I sustain the pitch, what I am doing is elongating the opportunity for emotional energy that has been stuck or is entering in from behind at the second chakra to be utilized in clarifying, in clearing, in experiencing the feeling, in opening up my organism to the greater essence of what is here. Now that feels good to me. And then if I go to the A, to the E. E. To the O. O. When you hear my voice, and if you're experiencing on yourself the wavering tonality of it in sustaining a pitch, it strictly means it's reorganizing itself. And as you stay with the sound, much like doing a chakra clearing, you stay with it until you are no longer, one, oscillating on the pitch, and two, having a limited breath and not able to sustain it for long. When you're in balance, you can sustain as well as have a pure pitch. So that's what you're looking for, to give you the essence of balance. So you notice what I'm doing here with these sounds is I'm just going ahead and in this moment in time deciding where it feels right for me. And my body tells you, I just take the first thing, the first impulse that says that's where it is, and you'll know it. And you maybe you've already seen that. So we go to the O sound, and I start a little high, so I drop down into the body. These are all body sounds. Oh, we just did O, didn't we? Let's do it again. Oh. That is really very interesting because for me, well, somebody's phone is off the hook, I'm hearing, or maybe that's just inside my head. But the O, what I was hearing was in the background. Hold on a sec here. I'm in a house and I'm just seeing if the phone is off the hook. Hold on.
Is the phone off the hook?
Okay, found out what it was. Sorry about that. But what I was... Ow, 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 ow. Ow, ow, ow. I love my ribs. I love my ribs. Ow. Now, that's a perfect example of not, you know, sitting silent and biting the pain back. By doing that, it'll, you know, the pain subsides, at least in this practice. It probably would have subsided anyway, but I think it went more quickly. But what I was feeling with the O, which typically is down at the solar plexus when we're working with chakras, and when I brought it up, I kept wanting to bring it up, and what it did is it vibrated both my third eye and then the medulla in the backside, right where the cranium sits on the spine. And that is a very, very potent place in terms of an entry point for energies that are coming in. It's called the seat of God at the medulla. What an interesting thing for that moment in time. So see, these sounds, they give you a gift every time they are used. And then let's do the ooh. Now, I am way low on the pitch. It normally goes with the chakras, and I'm feeling a very strong vibration at the back side of the second chakra. That is way cool. Use these. Now, so another thing you can do, pulse the vowels in staccato fashion to feel their placement. So let's go ahead and do the Okay, what's going on there is you're working the breath in a very different way. Boy, my voice just changed from doing that. I thought, who is this? Play with those staccato things. There's a lot going on there, and it's starting to sound... that's funny. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. more it gets done, the more things start moving. Ooh, 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 ooh. Straight in the center, straight behind, right behind the heart and the solar plexus, where that's supposed to be down at the sacral chakra, according to the chakra traditions. Ooh, 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 sounding like the seals that are out there. I can hear them at night. Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay, so you see, get the idea on this one. It says use a sequence of A to A to A as a vehicle to get the sustained voice from the front of the facial mask to the depths of the body. Moving back opens the throat and opens the doorway to your power. I believe we have done something with this before, but just to review it, start from A at the front and move it back to an A. A to an A, that's it. So it would be like, and that drops it down into the body. So you can begin to use the body cavity and get your body, your voice back into your body. And notice the sound of really rounding the back of my throat drops it in. Again. So play with that. Get your voice into your body fully. So the A, you feel it right at the phrase. It's called the facial mask. In terms of voice work, it's where you project. If you want to be heard, you bring your awareness to the front of the lip, right at the top lip, and you project it straight out like an arc to the audience. And that it really does make the sound project. And all you're doing is bringing your awareness to a place, and it's like you're giving the sound directions. And then when it goes to the ah, basically I brought it up, and you can feel the engagement of the cranium in it and the back of the throat as it sort of makes the sound stringent before you drop into the roundness of the body. If you want to get a reminder of the sound, that round sound, watch The Wizard of Oz and listen to The Cowardly Lion. Oh, shucks. That kind of a swallowed sound, but it is round and full and completely filled with the body where all of that beautiful courage lived. And finally, the sequence of A-A-E-O-U over and over to experience the higher vibration of what is considered, of hat is considered, the sequence of manifestation. Consider for a moment what your intention is. Consider that you're intending to access and, you know, put out a command to the universe to show up for you. Put it on the sound. When you basically the is accessing the heart to the A, which is in the throat, I, up to the vision center, O, back down to give it the actual movement from the solar plexus to the U, which then brings the emotion into it and it washes out. So you're calling upon all the centers to provide the foundation for which your dream, your intention, your manifestation is being written. So I'm holding the vision of my intention here, and it's as if I just give it the liquid of these sounds. And when I last pull the emotion up into it, I send it forth out into the process of manifestation in the outside form. One more time. All right, we're going to move on. There'll be information on consonants at the printout tomorrow. Okay. I'm thinking we did. Yes, I'm gonna trust that we did the emotions last time. And the vocalize, if not, read that. As far as chants and mantras and intentional songs, all of these are here, and they can be read, they can be chanted, they can be spoken, hinamea, hinamea, hinamechichayo, and use them as vehicles, one, to get your mind out of the way. That's when they're called forth. You create a rhythm. You create a body rhythm. Here I am just tapping on my arms. My hands are crossed. I'm making that my rhythm. Hinamea, hinamea, hinamechichayo. Hinamea, hinamea, hinamechichayo. Hinamechichayo, hinamechichayo. Hinamechichayo, hinamechichayo. Inna, inna, hea. Hinna, hinna, heo. Hinna, hinna, hea. Hinna, hinna, heo. And then I go to, ow, 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 ow. Okay, go to another one here. Hey, Ungawa, hey, Ungawa. On my thighs, I'm making the drum. Hey, 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 Ungawa. Hey, 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 Ungawa. Hey, 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 Ungawa. Hey, hey. These particular chants and mantras are on either one or two of the CDs, and you can actually go on either to chants or the New Vibration, which is an additional chant CD. The only one I'm seeing here is the Sare Sasa, which is not. And Call a Call, is that? I'm not recalling at the moment. I don't want to take up any more time with that. But you can find those or go on the website to the CD itself, and you can listen to it one time through, and then you have it. Or you can get the CDs if you don't have them. So you move down to a mantra. You can see all of these mantras. They either contain on the CD mantras or on sung mantras. Some of the mantras are spoken, the Hung Vajrape, 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 Hung Vajrape. They are either that or they are spoken in that sing-song sort of way. Om mapata mapahataram dataram savasamparam loka bhiramam shriramam buyubuyanamam yaham. That's number 8. Om Shri Dhanvantre Namaha. Om Shri Dhanvantre Namaha. Om Shri Dhanvantre Namaha. Om Shri Dhanvantre Namaha. When you work with the mantras, especially in the Sanskrit tradition, if they are spoken, you do them 108 times. And you use the intention behind the mantra and the times it's been spoken to do the collective energy that brings the intention of the mantra as placed here and given in the italics. It puts it into motion. They are potent because they are. And then you also know, just from your own history of growing up, how songs become like infections. They just keep hanging around, and the next thing you know, it's gone, and another one takes its place. That's what intentional songs are about. All these things that I create that are short and repetitive, almost like a chant, but they carry a frequency of like an affirmation. They invite a situation in or a current. They invite a form to be put into place. So I invite you to play with these. These are all on recordings, and honestly, you can get into any of them and hear a sample of it one time through, so you got it. Let's go to Atlantean and Tibetan and Chinese healing sounds. We did this. We did this. I'm going to trust that we did it. Sorry. Let's go down to positive and negative words. And let me just say this. There is some information that I want to make sure you get. Vibration is amplified by intention and emotion. The stronger the emotion, the more potent the words are to magnetize an aligned outcome. Alignment with the intention. Intention directs the specific energetic callings to the cosmos, which is bound by universal law to follow principle and show up in resonance with your request. Do you realize how important this is? Do you realize what that means? I know you do, but I'm underscoring it because our request, no matter what the form it is going to have results. And if our form is a complaint from a lower frequency, what's called a negative energy, then the universe is going to give us that over and over until we realize that we're asking for it. So, again, this is paying attention. This is awareness that pulls it all into place. It would follow if one is aware of such fundamental properties that he would make sure to align word with higher frequency, life-affirming intention. In the frequency of these times, the time between request and manifestation is quickly diminishing. That is good news in the sense that we will see the fruits of our verbal labor more quickly, allowing the conscious to make alterations in the request. The more quickly we see the results of what we ask for and claim, the more quickly we get an opportunity to make adjustments. And we adjust the form and then make the request again based upon what it is that we intend and desire. As always, paying attention is essential to monitor the subtleties with which the cosmos moves to apply the law. Ignoring what is revealed at the altar of your awareness is a devout act of self-sabotage, akin to affirming one's victimhood in this incarnation, a trait so many have been taught to believe, affirm, and live in. Make sure you read that one over. Speaking, even better yet, thinking in higher vibrational, life-affirming, positive expressions is what is called for in these times. If one desires to keep pace with the sweeping reawakening opportunity that has been, just lost my place, blessed upon all of life. Your words sent forth from your focused intention, fed by the viscera of your connection to earth through the body itself, washed with love through the open and aware heart, and spoken with a throat and voice that is balanced, will result in the manifestation of your intentions. So watch what you say. Sure, there are words and phrases that can counter a quickly caught lower frequency utterance, but it is best if you seed the blessings and grace into your speaking from the very initial thought. This requires significant personal inner observation in the early stages especially. So this is a list of the words that you might want to consider dropping. You know a lot of them, maybe some you don't. Can't, should, try, blame, but, enemy, evil, fate, germs, hate, luck, need, right and wrong, comfort zone, too good to be true, why is it always me, always, never, boring, worry. These words in particular make manifest conditions. They make manifest situations that affirm a lower vibrational experience. There ain't no other way to say it. The word but is a word that basically negates everything that was said before it. It's the classic case of where we're making our case for something that we've done incorrectly or we're in trouble for, or we make some sort of claim and then we put a but at it. Like we've got all this awareness and then we say, but. So everything I just said just goes down the tube and then what I'm saying after that becomes what I really mean. Enemy is an invitation to recognizing that there are life forms, et cetera, that want to make us victims. I just don't buy into that. And the idea of not buying into it, sure, it can make me foolish, maybe. Or it can realize that that's just not an energy I tracked in, and so I don't have to experience it. I don't have to have those kinds of situations where an enemy would come in. Even the same with evil. I don't care where you are in terms of good and evil. It was a manipulative tool that was basically put in place for coercion and control. I mean, there's no other way to say it. If you want to call Satan or any of the other vehicles demonic energies as fallen angels, they all came from a high light source first. It just gets too messy, and it's too manipulative, and it's not even worth filling one's mind in. It just takes up crappy space. Fate, you know, as if there's some force that's actually going to make it okay for us or not. Stop it. Stop it. Germs, I don't believe in germs. I don't care what the microphones say, and I just don't get colds. I don't get those kinds of things. They just don't make room for them. The word hate is an invitation to bring reasons to hate and situations where you can be hated. Luck, again, you're throwing the dice out there and that something's going to happen that's going to make it work. Some people are lucky and I'm not. Typically, we use those kinds of things against us. And as far as need, yeah, we need air, we need water, and we need food. But the idea of need is an attempt to underscore that we really want something, and we're going to just get really whiny about it. So I need it. I need you like the flower needs the rain, you know, I need you. That whole paradigm of being incomplete until the right one comes along is under the word need. Right and wrong creates separation, it creates blame, and it creates an inability to, process of impasse. It creates these conflicts. Because it's just crazy, because there is no right and wrong. There is no, it's an agreed upon situation that kind of is ever changing. So we can go down that list, if you will, but we don't need to. Here's a list of words that you're invited to make a regular part of your thoughts and speaking. Now, no, it's thoughts and speaking, for they all invite. Those words above, you don't even want them in your thoughts. When you say always, never, you're typically in your shit. There's no other way to say it. Occasionally and always is true, and occasionally and never is true. But most of the time, you're attempting to make a point to get some convincing going. Boring is a decision. To call it boring, you have a weak will, your solar plexus center is compromised, or you're just bought into your own sense of laziness and desire not to achieve, so you make it boring. There's nothing boring about this life unless you choose that, unless you make it. Okay, so on with that. So let's get some words that are going to work. Yes, yes, no, now. Abundance, prosperous, belief and believe, bless and blessings, thank you, and cancel the great word that cuts anything. We screwed up just a moment ago and said something like, oh, cancel. It's like taking the Etch-a-Sketch and either shaking it up or the magic slate, and then you pull the plastic off and then the picture disappears. That's the way you change it. To make change is to recognize that that's the flow. To do I choose is very powerful. I command is telling the cosmos how to show up. I decide, I desire, do, faith, frequency, energy, guides, healing, grateful, gratitude, joy, love, no laugh, light, opinion, power, sacred, speak, truth, whole. Come on, just make these parts of your vocabulary, and the next thing you know, you're going to find yourself having a life that reflects that. Finally, we're going to move into switch words here. Most are under the influence of the current paradigms focused on pain in life. We go about our moments doing all that is necessary to keep away from it, yet we carry the energetic residue of all the unprocessed emotional trauma, misconceptions, treatments, losses, and the misunderstandings of moments past in our tissues and cells. Essentially, we run from pain because there is so much hidden and forgotten that we are concerned that we might lose control, fall apart, and annihilate ourselves if we were to allow it to move. For most, this is an unconscious process. Patterns of behavior form our thoughts and beliefs and resistance to painful memories. These repetitive behaviors establish programs in our subconscious self. This part of us controls everything we are not actively thinking about or aware of. Subconscious self seems automatic, recycling all that we have come to accept and believe as who we are. Some say it is just the way it is and cannot be changed, so they give up. Truthfully, the subconscious mind, like a computer, can be reprogrammed by, once again, attention, effort, and consistent action. It is the conscious mind that brings about changes in the subconscious, and thus the forms and experience of our personal life moments. We are not set in stone, I'm sorry, and many of the things we consider as our personality are really just learned behaviors that have been supported and bought into around us and inside of us. So if you don't resonate with it anymore, change it. And the way it's changed is through the process of repetition, for one, and it's also through the conscious mind getting involved in the process. It takes action to make the changes. Subconscious mind always gets its way. It loves consistency, has no discernment between real and unreal events, has perfect memory, and actually has our own best interest in mind. Chronic subconscious patterns show up in self-sabotaging behaviors such as procrastination and escapism, cynicism, negative thinking, negative skepticism, and defeatism. By combining awareness of the body's energetic system with an understanding of how the energy flows, we can clear the way for clearing old patterns. So you hear what I'm saying? We're combining the awareness of your energy system and how it actually works and bringing it into a place with some of these new techniques, and that's how we create change, or at least one of the ways that has been proven to be effective. The prana, or the life force, flows in through the breath. It floods the chakras and the meridians, the nadis, and energy body, doing its best to clear blockages, which are made of stored, unexpressed life experiences, words unsaid, feelings restricted and unfelt. Our goal is to unlock the natural rivers of energy to allow the flow to be unimpeded. And one way to do this is use a process that combines body point tapping, which is EFT, emotional freedom technique, and switch words, defined as words or combinations of words that bypass the interpretive aspect of your mind and engage the subconscious mind directly, thus making the result automatic. The subconscious mind is unable to block or interpret the energy of the switch word. Switch words capture the core and energy of a desired experience. What? Are you kidding me? No. So let's look at these very quick, because we're running up against, we're actually already over. My apologies for that. So let's just very quickly look at the idea. There are words like adjust, be, bring, bubble, cancel, change, circulate, continue, count. And when you use these particular words and you use them in the intention as it's expressed here on each of these descriptions, you will find that you create result. Now, this person that used this, and I think their name is at the bottom of the page somewhere. Yes. Duran Alon. Oh, that's an interesting name. Okay, they're combining that with the idea of tapping. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with tapping. I think a lot of you probably are, where you're hitting on specific meridian points. Then a sequence has been developed by somebody originally started down in Australia, hallelujah, and has been used, where you're tapping at certain parts of the body. The one is on the crown of the head. Another is at the point where the eyebrows come together, at the forehead here, just around the third eye. The other is at the temples on the side of each eye. The next point is just below the pupils at the cheekbone. And then it goes down to the center, just below the nose on the top lip, down to the crease below the mouth and the chin, to the points they're called K27. These are the points at the sternum and the meeting point of the sternum and the collarbones. And then the side, which is called the bra strap points, they're the sides directly on your side at the side of the chest there. I guess they're about nipple high. And you have that. And then it goes to the karate chop points, where you put the two hands with thumbs out, tapping together. And those sequence of points that you go through are actually clearing meridian blockages. They're along very specific meridians, typically along gallbladder and bladder, and these are very emotionally based meridians where blockages occur all the frickin' time. So we didn't have a whole lot of time to go into this, but play with it. There's a lot of information as well as a strategy related to finances and financial issues. So go through it. And there's a very, very interesting sequence of how this person used it. So I just borrowed it from him and put it in this book, and I know it will serve you. On the front page, it says applying your awareness of sacred sounds. There are three activities that you can read and do yourself. One of them is just working with the breath and making it audible and feeling how the sound moves through the body so you can convince yourself the power of that vehicle. The other is to take the words, I am that I am, as the holy phrase that claims you as your essence, just as your name does. And you get to hear it and speak it in four or five different other languages so you can just see what that feels like. And then the third involves you developing what's considered a language of emotion, where you begin to re-explore and find the very sounds that are expressive of each of the five emotions of joy, sorrow, anger, fear, and grief, that you develop your vocabulary to start using that when you feel these so that you can continue to be clean and clear. Please take advantage of that. To the left side of the page under resources, you got a lot of stuff there that you can play with if you desire. Merry Christmas. So we are at a point now where we're done with six. When we come back in the first week of January, which will be Tuesday, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, we'll be looking at the heart chakra in terms of opening up the heart and starting to work from that place, which will then lead us into the very last of the blocks, block four. And over the holidays, I'll be letting those of you who are choosing to move to continue on with this, and there are a few that haven't signed on for the entire, I'll just let you know how to access and make sure you're a part of the fourth block. But that really won't be happening in terms of when we begin until the second week in January. I'm so blessed by your willingness to be a part of this. I do know that this stuff is serving you, whether you're aware of it or not. I'm very, very happy and very blessed to be, you know, a servant for this information and to be able to pass on something that I believe is incredibly powerful. So I wish you a delightful, childlike, filled Christmas where your heart is open and your delight is all over the place. And whether you get a shitload of gifts or whether it's you give them or whether whatever, it's not about that. It's about the wonder. So come back to that place of wonder and look at the lights a lot. Look at the trees, smell it. Some of you are getting snowed on, some of you are getting rained on. But just get an opportunity to experience just the sheer beauty of these times. And if you happen to be around little ones, just be there with them as if you are one of them. And remember your own essence, because it is never too late to have a happy childhood. It's an opportunity for each of us to create a sheer delight in our moments of living by choice. The cleaner and clearer we get, the more we're able to just be who we are, and that is the great gift. So stay in your frequency, keep moving it upward and higher, and then allow yourself to be the conduit of the cosmos to go ahead and assist in the shifting in these times that we have chosen to incarnate in. Again, I am blessed by you. Read through the Kabbalah and the names of God and decide whether you want to use any of those names. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2016. I'll stay on for a moment for any kind of questions or comments, and then we'll move on to the beauty of our own moments.
Hi, Mark. This is Connie.
Hey, Connie. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you. I hope you are, too. Yeah. Sounds like you are. Anyway, I was wondering, for the cost for block four, how long do we have to pay the $75 as opposed to the $87?
For all of eternity.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
In other words,
so if we, can we just pay it after the 1st of January with that?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I noticed you had opened up a portal there for on the payment portal for it. So, okay.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'm going to go and dig into that. The program has just been giving me great challenges, we'll say. It's caused a lot of heavy breathing, not in a good way. Something's going on with it. So I'm having to port everything over into a new version of it, and that's required me to make changes almost in every page. So it's been a labor of love, and I have the space and time to do that. So at the very least, I'll make sure that the links are all set in terms of on that page I call the payment portal.
Yes, which is brilliant. No, it's cool. Okay, that sounds good then.
Well, I'm happy that you're going to be with your family, eh?
Yes, it's going to be great. We're converging in Las Vegas for a couple of days because my one daughter lives over there, and so it'll be fun.
Well, you have a delightful time, Connie, and I'm so glad that you're being on these calls. And I'm glad.
Oh, I am too. I really have enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Sure. And you have a wonderful Christmas. Are you going to spend time with Gabriella?
She's down here.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy, and hope you have a good Christmas, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anyone else? Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.